Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Nice.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
It's time once again to swing open the big door called Gospel Music and welcome Kevin and Tori and William, along with our special guests, Gerald Wolf, Gordon Moat, Buddy Green, as well as all of our friends from around the globe, to this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's a spot where the music gets acclaim and the chatter much the same. And on this international
Give the World a Smile Day, no matter what they say, give the world a smile each day.
And our legend is here with his pearly whites in his hand, and he's standing behind the homecoming microphone, ready to smile when you can't say a word. You know, he just won that award, National Grinners Convention.
The Grinners Convention. Yeah. He is Bill. If I can make you smile, then my life's worthwhile. Gaither!
Bill!
Give the world a smile each day. Happy someone. Remember the song?
We forget it.
I love it. Buddy Green's with us today. Karen Pack, the Booth Brothers are going to be
Russ is here today. Kevin, Buddy, you're playing your guitar today. The vocal band's here. It's going to be a make you smile kind of day.
Bill, hit the button that says smile and play some music that'll make our life worthwhile.
This song was written by a man named Mr. Bartlett. E.M. Bartlett. And it was arranged by the First Church at Deliverance Choir in Chicago. The Statesman took it over. And we sing that arrangement, Dave. Great song.
Just a little while to stay. Just a little while to live. Just a little while.
Okay, Gordon, help me. Just a little while, just a little while, just a little while, just a little while, just a little while.
Just a little while too late.
Okay, sorry. Put it down. Put it down, either. Kevin. Put it down. Sorry.
Saw my chance and I went for it. Oh.
I thought you were awesome, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
The Booth Brothers singing a song written.
Yes, it was.
Years ago.
Great song.
By Bill and Gloria.
Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus. Hearing him call me his own. Just feeling at home. Feeling at home. Putting my feet right under his table. Knowing I won't be alone. Just feeling at home. At home. You couldn't have told me I'd find what I found. Contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus. Laying way back in his love. Warming myself by the fires of his spirit. Camping right close to the throne. Just feeling at home. Feeling at home. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus. Needed and happy and free. Just feeling at home. Feeling at home. Feeling accepted, loved and forgiven. A part of this warm family. Just feeling at home. I'm feeling at home. You couldn't have told me I'd find what I found. Contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus. Laying way back in his love. Warming myself by the fires of his spirit. Camping right close to the throne. Just feeling at home. Feeling at home.
Of that into this.
That's amazing.
Same key this time.
Yeah, well.
Well, folks, we just got an email from the Big Wheeler Truckers Association in Big Blowout, Colorado. They said, you guys are the greatest. Finally, a broadcaster who understands trucker language. We say Kevin should run for president.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Because he can spend meaningless words as good as any politician.
You have a point.
So, here we go. The word of the day is pleonexia.
Pleonexia.
Pleonexia. Oh, I'm yeah. sure we've got that somewhere.
I got to ring in on that one over here.
I give up.
Have a guess on that?
No, I won't even come close.
It sounds like an illness.
It does sound like an illness, but you are so wrong, my lab-coated friend. You know, it's the secret ingredient in Cracker Barrel's cornbread. And... incidentally, in Dr. Pepper. Pleonexia is made from the green pepper. It's in the family of the Capsicum annuum family. Of course, you're familiar with them. Better known as the green pepper family. Many of you remember the singing green pepper family, but they sang songs that were low in saturated fat, a good source of thiamine and niacin. Cut their tops off, and they're bitter, though. But...
much like many of the singers I know.
They split up later on and did solo work as Chili Peppers, Salt and Pepper, and Dr. Pepper, and well, you know. But it brings us back to Pleonexia. You can order it up next time you're in Cracker Barrel. We'll throw in a Bill Gaither CD and some gravy for you. There, Pleonexia.
That's great. Wonderful. Wow. Was that, that was close, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think so. Actually, it means greedy. I know. Oh. Like, there will always be people who are Pleonexia.
Well, there you go. We burned through a great intro of Buddy Green. So let's get him on stage here. Buddy Green, Homecoming Radio.
Put him through the test. And I wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Because he is the God of Abraham, the Lion of Judah, and the perfect Lamb. He is the Savior of all mankind, risen up the dead, giving sight to the blind. Into the promised land. He said, you better serve me, you better not serve man. But their hearts grew hard and they went astray. And the children of Israel were carried away. Cause he is the God of Abraham, the Lion of Judah and the perfect Lamb. He is the Savior of all mankind, raising up the dead, giving sight to the blind. Made flesh in a troubled land, a storm that blocked to everyone he met. He said, you haven't understood about the kingdom yet. Listen well. Cause he is the God of Abraham, the Lion of Judah, and the perfect Lamb. He is the Savior of all mankind, raising up the dead, giving sight to the blind.
Wow, that's a young Buddy Green rapping for us.
That's right, I was rapping, just getting in touch with the young people.
That's fantastic, yes. And speaking of old people, here's our fearless leader drawing from his deep experiential well of wisdom. Yes. Rule of thumb, Bill, take it away, please.
You know, my rule of thumb for today is this. Most overeating happens at night.
Yeah.
Without your teeth. So if you can't succeed at your diet all the time, commit to dieting after dark. You know, that is true.
That's very true.
Yeah. It's very true, and I do not pay attention to that hardly at all. Karen Peck.
In a world gone crazy, but there's only one sure way to cope. A rest in place where I can go, found in the loving arms of the one who saved me. So when I feel life is just too much for me to bear, Jesus says to cast on him my every care. Gonna give it to Jesus, gonna stand on the promise. He's proven himself faithful time after time. Gonna lay down my burden, cause one thing is certain, his shoulders are God will be my strength within my weakness. Through the ins and outs of the daily grind, there's joy overflowing and peace of mind. Priorities are clear when I look to searching for is starting to unfold. I'm giving up the struggle, the need to have control. I'm gonna give it to Jesus, gonna stand on the promise. He's proven himself faithful time after time. Gonna lay down my burden, 'cause one thing is certain, his shoulders are
Janet Paschal wrote this wonderful, wonderful song and performs it so beautifully.
She sure does.
God will make a way. Listen.
Must have felt strange to end up stranded between an army and a sea. They must have felt forsaken, wondering why God wasn't all he said he'd be. When your back's against the wall, that's the hardest place of all. But somewhere between provision and impossibility, when there seems to be no way, forever he is faithful. He will make a road when you bear a heavy load. I know God will make a way.
Forever.
hear some kind notes and comments from our listening friends left at homecomingradio.com.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for all the great music. My family and I have always loved the Gaithers. Thanks for all you do. Blessings, Dave and Candy.
Mm-hmm. I want to express my thanks to you for your program and music through the years. I catch your program on my way home from work, and it does make my day. My grandma always referred to the Gaithers as her family. Please don't stop doing what you're doing. That's from Sam.
Thanks, Sam. Mary says, I hear you on KTTK and KWFC in Missouri. Your humor is wonderful with the truth of the gospel mixed in, and you just can't beat it. Thanks for the encouragement.
I wake up on Sunday morning to your hour of great gospel music. I'm 70 years old, and I just stay in bed for the hour and count my blessings and enjoy the music. You're terrific. Love the show. Kay in Montana.
You know, Bill stays in bed and records these shows.
Yeah. That's it's our blessing.
We love to hear from you. You know, we talk and sing a lot about Calvary, and obviously Calvary is very important. Thursday night was also an important night for Jesus, because in the cup that he drank for all of us was a cup of sorrow. And he saw down through the ages of time. He saw brokenness. He saw war. He saw feuds. He saw families torn apart. He saw nations torn apart. He saw children abused. It was all in the cup. And the scripture says his body systems actually shut down, because he had to become not only the victim, but those who were causing the things to happen. This was heavy. This was important for him to go through the next day of his life. After doing all of this, on Friday, he bowed his head and died. Listen.
He heard a thousand mothers weep for sons they'd never find. The pain of dads who cannot sleep. Then he bowed his head and died. He saw the brokenness of war, the tears of last goodbye. His head and died. He felt the weight of prisoners' chains. He heard their cries at night. He felt the lash of every whip, and he bowed his head and died. He felt the pain of broken homes. He heard time.
his head and die.
The theme of the program today was Give the World a Smile. And we can smile and we can live a life of joy because of what he did. Thank God. Thank God. It's been good. And I hope you'll be back with us again next week where we'll have some times of joy, some times of thought-provoking stuff that could change your life forever and forever. Listen.
If you surf the web, homecomingradio.com, you can leave us a note. Or listen to more of us online.
Check out the latest in Gaither videos. You can find the dates and the times and the places for all the future concerts.
We got lots of behind-the-scenes action on our Homecoming Radio Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter. And come see us at homecomingradio.com.
So, Bill, we're all out of smiles for the program. Now we got to pack up and say goodbye.
We'll see you next week.
Well, it's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.